The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
Jnana Yogyena Cha Api Anne Yajantamah Upasate Ekatena Prithaktena Bahuda Vishyato Mukham. Now Lord Krishna, after describing about the Mahatman or the great souls who worship the Supreme Lord by this process of kirtan, satatam kirtanantam ma, savanam kirtanam, the process of devotion is 9 different types. Savanam. Savanam means hearing. Kirtanam. Kirtanam means chanting. Kirtanam actually means describing. You can describe with music, you can describe with words, you can describe in speeches, any sort of describing, that is called kirtanam. And savanam. Unless you hear, you cannot describe. What is self-describe? If you do not know anything about the Supreme Lord, then how can you describe? Therefore, hearing is the first item. Sarvana. And the whole Vedic literature is called hearing. Shruti. Shruti Shastra. Shruti means to receive hearing. If you want to know the Supreme, you do not require to qualify yourself materially. You can remain what you are. But if you simply hear, God has given you the power of hearing. If you hear from authoritative sources, then you become perfect. Simply by hearing. Therefore, the first principle, hearing is recommended. Sarvana. And formerly, the Vedas were heard by the students from the spiritual master. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you find the Arjuna is hearing from Krishna. He is not studying any Vedanta philosophy in the battlefield. He is simply hearing. So that is the process, hearing. You can hear at any place. Even in the war field, you can hear from the authoritative source. So that was the process of acquiring knowledge, hearing. Hearing means receiving the knowledge, not manufacturing. There are two processes of knowledge. There are some persons who think, why should I hear from him? I can think, I can speculate, I can manufacture something new of my own group. These are nonsense. This is not Vedic process. Vedic process is hearing, ascending process. Not descending process. There are two processes of knowledge, ascending and descending. Ascending means trying to go high by your strength. And descending means the pure knowledge which comes from up, you receive it. Inductive and deductive process. So ascending process is not recommended in the Vedic process of knowledge. Vedic way of receiving knowledge by oral reception, by submissive oral reception from the spiritual master to the student. This is the way it is coming. As you have read in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam mimadajan sayogitu. In this way, traditionally, from the spiritual master to the student, This knowledge was imparted. The Lord said that I imparted this knowledge, first of all, to the sun god. And the sun god imparted this knowledge to his son, Manu. And Manu imparted this knowledge to his son, Ikkhaku. Ikkhaku was the king of this planet. So from Ikkhaku, this knowledge is coming down from the master or from the father to the son or from the master to the disciple. It is coming. And because that disciplic succession was broken, therefore Lord Krishna said that I am speaking again that old system of knowledge to you, Arjuna, because you are my devotee, you are my dear friend. You have already studied this fact. So this is the way. Therefore, Sravana. Sravanang means hearing. Hearing is the first stage. And hearing is so powerful that simply by hearing from authoritative source, you can become completely perfect. Simply by hearing. Submissive hearing, of course. Submissive. Jnani prayasam mudapashanamanta eva. This is a verse from Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnani prayasam mudapashanamanta eva. Don't be upstart. Don't try to understand the supreme knowledge, the absolute truth, by your strength. You are very poor. Your senses are imperfect. You cannot understand. This process you should give up. Jnana prayasam. Attempt to know the Supreme by ascending process. Oh, I shall know. I will manufacture my own way. This is the way going on nowadays. Everyone is thinking that why shall I accept any authority? I shall think myself what I am and what I have, what is my duty. This is going on. But this is not the Vedic process. The Vedic process is to travel. So simply, if we give up this foolish process of understanding the absolute truth by my own attempt, if we give up and we become submissive, yes. Submissive means we must know our imperfectness. Our imperfectness. I have several times described in this meeting. So long we are conditioned. There are four kinds of imperfectness. That we must commit mistake. So long we are conditioned, nobody can say that I will not commit mistake, I never commit a mistake. It is not possible. He must have. To err is human. So this is one imperfectness. And to become illusion, to accept one thing which is not. Illusion means to accept something for something. Just like we accept this body. We identify with this body. Every one of us. If we ask you what you are, I am American. What is your American? This body is American. But it is not. You are not this body. So this is illusion. The conditioned soul is to commit mistake, to be illusioned, and the senses are imperfect. We are very much proud of seeing, but as soon as the light is put off, we cannot see. So our seeing is conditioned. And similarly all senses are conditioned. So therefore imperfect. And there is another thing which is very nice. We have got a cheating propensity. I do not know anything, but I want to cheat others that I know everything. I don't know, I am a fool number one, but I want to start a group of students and teach him foolish things. This is cheating. One must know from the authoritative sources and preach that thing. Just like Arjuna was taught by Krishna. And that philosophy is going on. And those who are accepting the principle of Arjuna, they are real students of Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, our attempt to understand the absolute truth by our faulty senses and experience is futile. We must hear Sravana. That is the basic process. The student used to go to the master, Gurukul. It was known as Gurukul. Every Brahmin, every self-realized soul, every vipra, or expert in the knowledge of Vedic literature, he would be provided with some brahmacharis, group of brahmacharis. They will follow the rules and regulations of brahmachari life and live with the spiritual master, and the spiritual master will teach them from Vedic literature real knowledge. That is the process. This is called sravana. So one should not adopt the means of ascending process. Jnane priyasam udapasya. Udapasya means give it up. And namanta eva. And be submissive. Namanta eva. Jivanti sanamakaritana bhavadiya vata. In this way, if one lives and hears sanamakaritana from the realized soul, just like Arjuna is hearing from Krishna, from the perfect person, sanamakaritana. Krishna or his representative. His representative is a devotee of Krishna. Krishna is just like Arjuna. Arjuna was made representative of Krishna. How? Because Arjuna, Krishna says, bhaktosi. You are my devotee. So nobody can become representative of Krishna or God without becoming his devotee. One who thinks that I am God, he cannot become the representative of God. Suppose some of your representative, you are a businessman. Just see our imperfectness. This body, we have got imperfectness, talking something. So how we can become perfect? We are under the stringent rules and regulations of the nature. A little difference will put me into difficulty. So we are not at all different, independent, so long we are conditioned. So, if suppose you are a businessman, you send your representative for securing business, and if he represents himself to the customer, I am the proprietor. How long he can prolong? As soon as the master will know that this foolish man is representing himself as the proprietor of this farm, at once cancel. Because there is cheating. He is not proprietor. Similarly, anyone who says that I am God, he should not preach. He can think himself for acquiring knowledge of God. That is another thing. I am God. I am God means to understand the quality of God. Because I am qualitatively God. Because I am part and parcel of God, therefore, my qualities are the same. Just like I have several times repeated that a part of gold, even a molecular part, a particle of gold, so it is gold. It is nothing but gold. Similarly, although you are very minute fragments of the Supreme, still the quality is the same. So if I study myself, then I can study God also, because I can understand the quality of God. I may not understand the quantity. Suppose if you receive some good grains of rice, you do not think of what is the quantity in the store, but from the sample you can understand that this quality rice is there, I can purchase. Then you make your transaction, how many pounds you have got in your stock, I can check. The quantity is different. But from quality you can select, you can make your selection what sort of rice you shall purchase. So you are quantitatively one with God. Therefore, if you study yourself that I am God, and if you study your all propensities, all qualities, then you can understand God. So that is a process. But you cannot preach that I am God. Because if you preach yourself as God, then people may ask you, if you are God, then show me your all-powerfulness. That you cannot show. You cannot preach that I am God. So far Krishna is concerned, he proved that he is God. How? In this Bhagavad Gita, now we are reading 9th chapter. In the 11th chapter, Arjuna requested Krishna that, will you kindly show me your universal form? So Krishna showed him. Yes. This was Arjuna's teaching to God, that in future so many fools will represent himself as God. So don't be befooled by them. Just ask him, show me your universal form. Then accept him as God. Don't very cheaply accept any fool as God. So this is the highest imperfection, that he is in the stringent laws of the material nature. If there is simply a toothache, he becomes overwhelmed and himself preaches as God. So this sort of thing can be accepted by similar foolish nature. God is supreme. Nobody can God. Nobody can be equal with God. God is called in the Vedic literature Asama Urdha. Asama means nobody is equal to him. And nobody is higher than him. Urdha means higher. Nobody can be higher than God, and nobody can be equal to God. Everyone is lower than God, however great he may be. And there is a nice verse, Shiva-virinchi nutam. Shiva-virinchi, Shiva means the Lord Shiva. And virinchi means Lord Brahma. They are considered to be the topmost demigods in this material world. So they also offer their respectful obeisances to Vishnu or God. So, nobody can be equal to God. Therefore, we should be, instead of becoming God, or instead of understanding God personally by our this teeny knowledge and imperfect senses, better to become submissive. Give up this habit. Jnane prayasam mudapasa. Just give up this habit, foolish habit, that I can know God. Just become submissive and try to hear from authorities. Sanmukhritam. Who is authority? Authority is Krishna. And our God are his representative. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he is representative of God. So he is authority. Similarly, any authorized incarnation, but that incarnation will never say that I am God. I am servant of God. That is his representation. He'll never say, I am God. That makes confirmation that he is representative of God. So he is authority. Who does not say that I am God, but he says, I am servant of God, I am son of God, I am devotee of God, he is representative, real representative. So we have to hear from him. Jnana Prayasam Mudapasanamanta Iva. I am just trying to explain to you the process of hearing. The process of hearing. So submissively, we shall try to hear from the authorized source, representative of God. Sanmukhitam bhavadiya bhartam jivanti leads sthane sthita. Sthane sthita means keeping himself in his position. Sthane sthita, just like you are hearing Bhagavad Gita. Some of you are a medical man, some of you are engineer, some of you are businessman, some are a clerk. That doesn't matter. You keep yourself in your position. You remain as American, you remain as Christian, it doesn't matter. But there is no harm in hearing Bhagavad Gita. There is no harm. You'll get knowledge. You'll get knowledge. You'll become better Christian. You'll become better American. You see? It is not the purpose that we are trying to convert American into Indian or Indian into American or Christian into Hindu. That is not our mission. We are just preaching the science of Krishna or science of God. Krishna consciousness. So everyone can learn the science, just like when you go to college, there is no question of that whether a man is American or Indian or African. Everyone is allowed in the schools, college and university to take science knowledge. So this is Krishna consciousness, science of God. Everyone can take. Sthane sthita. You just keep yourself in your place. There is no need of change. Sthane sthita shruti gata. There again shruti. Shruti means this, ears, by hearing. Shruti gata tanumang manovi. Just try to assimilate with your body, with your mind, with your intellect. Sutikatam tanumam manuvi. If you do this, then the result will be prayaso ajitopi jitopasi taistilokyam. God's another name is Ajita. Ajita means nobody can conquer him. Because everyone is lower than God, who is conquering? Therefore, his name is Ajita. Ajita means unconquerable. You have to speak of God. You cannot conquer in the energy of God. You are under the material energy of God. At your present condition life, you are under the energy of God, this material energy. So you cannot conquer in the energy. So how you can conquer God? Not possible. So, therefore, another name of God is Ajita. Just like Krishna is another name of God. Of course, according to Vedic literature, Krishna is the principle. God has many names. According to his work, according to different persons' understanding, he has got innumerable, numberless names. But in the Vedic literature, it is said that Krishna is the principal name. Because Krishna means the highest pleasure. So, another name of God is Ajita. Ajita means one who is unconquerable. So, that unconquerable becomes conquered. How? By this process. What is this process? Just submissively hear and try to assimilate it. Nice. That's all. So God is neither Christian or Hindu or Muslim or anything. God is God. If you hear Bhagavad Gita submissively with your arguments and first thing is you must be submissive. You should not think yourself that you are popped up with false knowledge. Everyone we should think that we are ignorant. We should have to receive knowledge. That should be the first temple. And receive knowledge and try to assimilate it and try to apply it with your body, with your mind, with your intelligence, then you will understand God so nicely that although God is unconquerable, He will conquer it. But it's the simple process. So therefore, sravanam, hearing, is so important. So in the devotional service, the first step is hearing. Hearing submissively from the authoritative source and just to assimilate it and grasp it with our body, mind and intelligence. In this way, you shall be able to conquer the unconquerable. And when you are able to do so, then you can make kirtan. That is the way. But another process is, same process, whatever you learn, if you describe it, then that will help you to elevate yourself in this path of knowledge. So whatever you are hearing this night, in this platform, if you try to repeat it amongst your friends, amongst your family members, then you will be established in this knowledge. That is called kirtan. Sabanam kirtanam. And what about hearing? Hearing, we are every day and night we are hearing something. There is television, there is radio, there is newspaper, there is so many things hearing. Not that hearing. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord. You should devote your time in hearing and chanting about Vishnu, Krishna. Krishna kirtana. Kirtana deva Krishna samukta sangha parang vajet. If you simply do this, sravanam and kirtanam, then you shall become free from this material attachment and you shall be elevated to the supreme place, the kingdom of God. Mukta sangha, this is the remedy suggested in this age. You cannot practice anything. You cannot practice sacrifice. You cannot practice speculation. You cannot practice yoga. Nothing. You can simply practice this submissively here from authoritative sources. Try to assimilate it and become perfect. Thank you very much.